Six Music.
Good evening, y'all. Jimmy Goodwin standing in for Guy Garvey on Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. This is the Rationals with Guitar Army. And you're going to hear next A Day in the Life by Les Demo.
We'll be right back.
Les Demille with his cover of A Day in the Life by the Beatles. Les Demille was a jazz drummer. I didn't know that until I looked it up. Hi there, Jimmy Goodwin standing in for Guy on Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Playing some records for the next couple of hours, which is always fun. You first heard The Rationals with a track called Guitar Army. I think that's from the late 60s Detroit group. Pretty killer. Next we've got Ras Michael with In Zion.
Singers and the players of instruments shall be there. All joy. Jah Rastafari.
Russ McKell with In Zion, appropriating the tune of On Broadway there. Who wrote On Broadway? So is it one of the... Oh, anyway, I haven't a clue, actually. I'll check that one out. Yeah, I just love the way that reggae and things like that just appropriate and so playful, just, you know, nicking that classic melody and turning it into a sort of Jah Rastafari religious sort of, you know, reggae track. Wonderful. This is a Move by Q-Tip.
Thank you. Then Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boy, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey Newbury, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Cortez, Gansbrough, Frank. I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the 6 Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Go, Gid. This is Jimmy Goodwin standing in for Guy Garvey on Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. You just heard Cositas Buenas from the excellent Paco de Lucia, fantastic classical guitarist. Before that was Spanish Fly from Van Halen. Just a little interlude there from their album Diver Down, which was, yeah, it was a big deal for me, I guess, that record in about 84, you know, about 14 years old, checking that one out. Bit of a soft spot for the old hammer-on, Eddie Van Halen vibe. Could never do it like, but, you know, didn't stop me appreciating it. This next up is Alexander Skip Spence. If you haven't got the record, or I suggest you get it, it's just an absolute classic. I think the guy recorded it in 3 days on his own in a studio, and it's just you'll never really hear anything like it. It's totally unique. This is War in Peace.
It's a joy to know you're resting in peace.
War in Peace by Alexander Skip Spence. Does he throw in a bit of Sunshine of Your Love there at the end by Cream? I think he does. What have we got up next? We've got Hodgie Beats and M.E.D. with Out of Control.
Yeah. Turn it up. Shut up, damn. Hook me down. Yo, light it up. Let's smoke before we get into this. I'm ready. Ready? Okay. Come on. Yeah. We out of control. It's out of control. We out of control. It's out of control. It's out of control. Off the chain, we animals. Bangs us out, get that dough. Can't go back, it's out of control.
East back, we on fly, so she on. That shit, we on raw opium. Swag out space like Obi-Wan's. Behavior stays a born a stun. We major, if and with buds. Come to the room, just bring extra blunts. We next to none, get money, count it up. Not from Hawaii, still we Maui'd up. Trust me, flow tough like Buffalo cuss. Now she on bumper like 5 o'clock rush. No such thing as suck, I succeed. Most my friends are dead or parolees. Like Barry White on the low key. Beat tape, rotten rhymes with a 40. Navigate with Adobe. On the streets, name her weight. You lied as a snow pea. Only for real against and shorty. Don't turn it down when you see the police.
It's out of control.
Let it go.
Chain, we animals. Banks is out, get that dough. Can't go back, it's out of control.
Let's go.
It's out of control. Off the chain, we animals. Beats the bang, dangerous flow. Ask girls in the front row, they know we out of control. New York, it's out of control. CA, go, we out of control. ATL,
it's out of control. How'd you beat some off my space shuttle? I touch down the earth like my team huddles. No troubles, we splashing the mud puddle. Hoes suck dick, I just said they blow bubbles. Cherry pop at the pit stop. Yeah, my shit's hot, gridlock, ask your bitch shop. I'm young, not knowing when will the kid stop. Maybe when I go to Rolex, it's my wristwatch. That's some cliche words and they call me hip-hop. This ain't hip-hop, bitch, I'm more of Kid Rock. Rock and roll, throw rocks with a troll. This game I control, middle finger to patrols. In the wilderness, I hinder hits. In talking, can't walk like the shins got splints. No whip, but my window tints on my glasses. Catch up molasses, I'm out of control. Yeah, whoop, gang.
It's out of control.
Let it go.
Off the chain, we animals. Banks is out, get that dough. Can't go back, it's out of control.
Let's go.
It's out of control. Off the chain, we animals. Beats the bang, dangerous flow. Ask girls in the front row, they know we out of control.
Shot down,
it's out of control.
GC,
we out of control. Box City,
it's out of control.
A bit out of control with his language there, actually, wasn't he? Rather rude. Ennio Morricone, legendary soundtrack and a composer, really. This one I've got to thank my friend Tim for. It's called La Lusitola, and it's I think it translates as woman. It's from the film Woman in a Lizard Skin, and it's just, I just can't stop playing it. It's absolutely incredible. Una lo sotola con la pella di donna. Check that out. Try saying that fast. Yeah, Ennio Morricone. Beautiful piece of music, I think. Next, we've got Mos Def with No Hey. I'm on a bit of a foreign tip here. No Hey Nada Más.
Buenas. Flaco. Llámame Flaco. Pero mi primer nombre es Yacine Dante. El apellido del Bey. Oiga, esos son testigos. La hermosa, el peligro, distinto. Claro que sí, la verdad. La calle, el pueblo, las fincas y centros. Ciudad, calidad, lo mejor, mal y más. Guerra y vida, amor y cambia. Comida, la guarda, pistola, oración. Para ellos, damas y caballeros. Familia, crianza, la luz en la distancia. Querido Dios, viene más cercana. Mi vista, mi casa, mis sueños, mi alma. Quiero saberlo, sentí tu abrazo y tu contacto, muéstrame algo, claro. Amén, claro. Claro, claro que sí. No hay nada más, no hay nada más. Final, no hay nada más. Claro, claro, claro que sí, no hay nada más, y no hay nada más, final no hay nada más. Claro, claro, claro que sí. Flaco.
Jimmy Goodwin, Six Music.
Thank you.
Jackie Mitu with A Big Car on the, you can get that on Studio One Scorchers Volume 2. Killer, beautiful instrumental. Okay, Dead Man Walking, the film from a few years ago, is it Susan Sarandon and Sean Penn? Great soundtrack, I think. I dug this out the other day, and especially the play for you guys. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Eddie Vedder with The Face of Love, and it really did move me a lot when it came out, this record. I think, you know, I don't seem to be hearing a lot of great soundtracks anymore, you know, where it's like collections of songs that really do fit. And it sounds like a lot of these songs were, you know, was maybe specifically written for the film. This is it. Anyway, yeah, The Face of Love.
slow coming down.
That make great breakfast radio.
One, don't be afraid to take on the big subjects. You know what really gets on my nerves? Coughing.
Two, book huge guests.
22 minutes past nine. Still no Mitch Benn. If you see Mitch on the street, would you let him know that he's supposed to be here?
Three, always have a PC delivery.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
The Sean TV Breakfast Show. Textbook Breakfast Radio.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio.
6.
Music.
When the river
Genesis Hall from Fairport Convention on the record Unhalf Bricking with a wicked sleeve. I won't tell you about the sleeve, I'll just tell you it's wicked. Have a look. Okay, bit of nepotism now. I found this as well the other day. We did a remix for a certain ratios. We shared a label with a certain ratio on Rob's Records in the 90s and back when we were Sub. And they put together an album called Looking for a Certain Ratio, where they got like various people to remix them. Graham Massey, Us, Sub, John De Silva. It's a good record, man. And I remember us being really proud of this remix. It was great. I can actually remember us doing it in our funky little studio in Ancoats. Anyway, it turned out really good, I think, if I say so myself. This is called There's Only This, and it's Sub's Rainy City Mix. And I'm on CD. There we go.
Goodwin.
Just beautiful. Cave of Forgotten Dreams is the soundtrack. Forgotten Dreams number 4, Ernst Reisiger. Ernst seems to do all the music for all Werner Herzog's films. And yeah, it's from his documentary, Cave of Forgotten Dreams, which I watched the other week. Beautiful. It, you know, follows a classic sort of Werner Herzog. I love Werner Herzog. And, you know, the way I love his narration over his own films. You know, like, what was it? What was the one about Timothy Treadmill, about the bears? What is he actually thinking? He can befriend the bears. Suddenly, oh dear, the bear has ripped his head off. It's incredible. It's like, you know, it's just amazing. You know, what a wildcat. Yeah, I just can't stop playing that. It's just so, it's like, it reminds me of Tales of the Unexpected, and it's just got that sort of magical piano riff. Beautiful. This is Erykah Badu with Real Thing.
Through sympathetic vibration, real. You about to feel a sensation, real. Pendulum in rotation, real. Polarizing.
Fall back. I think you better tell your soldiers.
Fall back.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen.
Myth, Beach House, not necessarily in that order. Great, great single, love them, beautiful, beautiful, love her voice, really smoky. This is Wichitai Tau.
Makes me feel glad that I'm not dead. Wichita, Kimura, Woranigo, Woranigo, Hene, Hene, Noa. Wichita, Kimura, Woranigo, Woranigo, Hene, Hene, Noa.
I heard the way we saw the film there. Stop it for a second. Because I was scared to death. So then, can I just do it one more time, though? Can I just do it one more time? It's too bad, little girl, it's too bad.
gonna be big, yeah. Gonna be big, yeah. I'm gonna buy this town. Gonna buy this town. Put it all in my shoe. Might even give a piece to you. That's what I'm gonna do. You think I'd do that?
Do you know what? It kind of is all I do. I'm quite good at finding records.
This is Tom Ravenscroft.
My ears are constantly open to everything all the time, like most people's eyes are, I guess. I can't understand how anybody can say they don't like a certain genre. There has to be a noise in every genre which people like a bit of. When I find a record I love, I'll listen to it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Like a child. Listen to records like a child would. There's a lot of records which, you know, it might be a bit strange. The Six Music audience seem quite happy to take it and kind of make their own minds up on things, and I think that's quite a rare and lovely thing.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Now, Friday nights from 7.
On BBC Radio 6.
Music.
Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream. It is not dying, it is not dying. Lay down all thoughts, surrender to the voice. It is shining, it is shining. Yet you may see the meaning of within. It is being, it is being. Love is all, and love is everyone. It is no. It is knowing, and ignorance and hate mourns the dead. It is believing, it is believing. But listen to the color of your dream. It is not leaving, it is not leaving. So play the game, exist into the end of the beginning, of the beginning, of the beginning.
Junior Parker with his cover of The Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows. I've just realised that's in the first hour I played a a cover of Day in the Life, didn't I? Is that legal? Two Beatles covers? Anyway, next is Martin Carthy with Lord Franklin.
It was homeward bound one night on the Dee, swinging in my hammock I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May. To seek that passage around the pole, where we poor sailors do sometimes go. Through cruel hardships his men did go, his ship on the mountains of ice was drowned, while at the Eskimo in his skin canoe was the only one who ever came through. In Baffin Bay, where the whalefish blow, the fate of Franklin no man may know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin along with his sailors do dwell. Now my burden, it gives me pain, for my long lost Franklin hide across the main. £10,000 would I freely give to no one else that my Franklin do live.
With his runner's dial zero. I've just remembered, actually, there's some sort of like burning, isn't there, on the intro and outro of that, and that's pretty much where we got the idea for a track of ours called A House, the end of our first album. And it was like, oh, let's sample some fire, and because we really were inspired. Mutations was a big record for us, I guess, looking back. Yeah, it's a great album. I think that's on that came on a weird little seven with the album. Runner's Dial Zero. Before that was Lord Franklin. I think I've played it on here before when Guy has kindly let me step in to his shoes for a week. Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. This next one is called Vignetting the Compost by Bibio. No, that's the album, and it's called Great Are the Piffs.
Thank you. down the doors, and no company allowed. Sign on the street says you don't own me. Sign on a port says three's a crowd. Sign on a port says three's a crowd. Boyfriend who went to California. Her and her boyfriend done changed their tune. My best friend said, not till I warn ya. Build me a cabin in Utah. Marry me a wife, catch rainbow trout. Have a bunch of kids who call me Pa.
Mr. Dillon with Sign on the Window. It's time for an archive Desert Island Discs. This is Andy Kershaw talking about The Clash's White Man in Hammersmith Palais back in 2008 with Chris DeYoung presenting.
In 1978, you enrolled as a politics student at Leeds University. You never quite managed the lectures.
I did in the first year.
And what happened in year two?
I became the entertainment secretary. And Leeds, along with Lancaster, they were the two biggest college venues in the country. And there wasn't a rival venue of the same optimum size in the city.
So when bands came to play?
When bands like The Clash were on tour, they came to Leeds University. So I was like 19 years of age, and I was in charge of this team of like 200 volunteers, and I was booking the bands. So I actually took a conscious decision. What am I going to do? Come out with a piece of paper like everyone else, or come out with this experience? What did Albert Hammond say in that song? I gave it up for music in a free electric band.
Give us a roll call of some of the bands you put on over those years.
Oh, God. My last term was The Pretenders, The Boomtown Rats, Black Uhuru, The Clash. Christmas 1980, to send the students home for the Christmas holidays. We did Ian Dury and the Blockheads on the Friday night and Dire Straits on the Saturday.
Extraordinary. And you were literally sort of setting up the gig, sort of.
Yeah, I was in charge of everything. I was a shy lad, you know, before I went to Leeds. And then suddenly I did. I really surprised myself. Before I'd gone to Leeds, I'd hardly dare go in a shop and ask for a newspaper. I've never really been able to explain it. I got there and I just wanted to do it.
The shoes fitted. You just thought, this is me, this is where I belong.
Yeah.
Did anyone ask any questions about why you weren't going to lectures?
Yeah. They used to haul me in from time to time. But anyway, they forgave me. And last year, Leeds gave me an honorary doctorate.
Because you never actually got your degree at the time, just to be clear.
No, I failed. Nothing at all.
Two parents as headmaster and headmistress. They couldn't have been delighted.
No, they weren't.
Tell me about your third record.
I don't know. What is it?
Your third record is The Clash.
Oh, God, The Clash. I love The Clash. Well, I was, I suppose, of the punk generation. But of the punk bands, I think The Clash just stood head and shoulders above all the others. They turned up at Leeds University, one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen, in January 1980. And I have to say, they were, that night, the greatest rock and roll band I've ever seen. They were the fully rounded, finished item. They had everything. And they were also the only white band that fully understood and could play reggae. Don't tell me about The Police. Don't tell me about UB40.
I wouldn't dare.
White Man in the Hammersmith Pally. A 1, 2, 3, 4!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Andy Kershaw, a radio legend, talking about musical legends of Clash, White Man in Hammersmith Palais from 2008, Desert Island Discs. Ah, yeah, man, it put me in mind. I think I've trotted this story out millions of times, but I'll say it again because I'm really proud of it. Yeah, I got to see The Clash when I was about 8 years old at the Apollo in Manchester. It was my birthday, and it being the 70s, I thought I was going for a Chinese meal, which was actually, you know, pretty exotic back then, back in the day. So, you know, I'm barreling into town in the family car, and I think I'm going for a Chinese meal, I can see it now, driving up to Hyde Road and the roundabout there in Manchester and seeing the Apollo and seeing Tonight Only, The Clash. It's like, oh man, you gotta be kidding me. And yeah, I saw them that year. That was, wasn't the White Riot tour, because they did that probably at the Electric, whatever that was called, in Colliers, but it was I saw them on the Guess The Clash tour, and then I saw them the next year on the Give Them Enough Rope tour. Yeah, man, I had to get out of there because when this did White Riot, my dad had to sort of pull me out by at the end because the chairs in the Apollo were just being ripped up and thrown around the joint. But yeah, killer, killer, killer. This is Get Thy Bearings by the Hurdy-Gurdy Man, Donovan.
Get your bearings. Don't you worry, weather's fine. All the world knows what I'm saying. All the world knows what I'm saying.
Music. What we did was through necessity. The voice of the streets. This ain't no dream. This is my life. We spend, you spend, we beg, they borrow. We desire more. Greedy consumer sorrow. Media tells us the young, rampant, grotesque, show us rude in the streets, rebelling, unrest, disaffected, no one listens. The people or the politicians. What do you expect when there's a silent majority, numb and succumb to the powers in a year of pageantry? Who hears our cry? Cut, cut, cut. That's not what we scream. Wake up! This ain't no dream. But it happened before, when a new youth scene began. When they grabbed their guitars, their drums, and they sang. And this month you can hear what was done. Anarchy, love, and a whole lot of fun. Be inspired and remember,
Learn to belong. Your voice can be heard through Punk and its song, Punk Britannia. This tune on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Beautiful Trish Keenan, sadly no longer with us, from Broadcast, and that was Echo's Answer. Right, thank you for listening, if you have been listening for the last 2 hours. Jimmy Goodwin standing in for Sir Guy of Garold, Garvin, Garvington's Garvey, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. I'm going to leave you with quite a long one here. I think I've played it before. It's called Ain't Gonna Feel by Supermax. Very best to you all. God bless. Ta-ra. Yeah.
when morning comes around. I just try to make my life more livable. Just make your life more livable.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Ready on the left? Ready on the right. Turn up that sound because it's round about midnight. Now, last week I promised a summer soundtrack, but stop the press because I've changed my mind. Between the crap weather and some forthcoming schedule changes that'll see me covering for Giles Peterson's daytime show through August, I figured said summer soundtrack deserves a sunny day. So you'll be hearing that then. Right now, let's cross time, space and genres with, in the first hour, Cypress Hill, Rusko and Damian Marley, The Invisible, Mystery Jets, Jungle Brothers, Matthew Dear and the Electric Light Orchestra. In the second hour, I'll be taking it slow, but right about now, I'm good to go with Funkadelic's Standing on the Verge of Getting It On.
Someday it'll turn you out. You'll be out of sight. You really shouldn't fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. It's just for you. With just a little bit of effort, I can't even where we might just turn you on. The music is designed to do.